Welcome to Team Building Exercise Season 2. Yeah, Jack, Rob, and Coach made it through all the factions, and they still came back for more. So this time, they're doing elite lists. I wouldn't want to play any elite people, but what do I know? Oh man, elite Astarians are the next list to be profiled. Space Elves, those stuck up for the...
Welcome to another Team Building Exercise. This time we're doing the Elite Astarians, Season 2. And with me, I'm Rob, by the way, and with me is...
Jack.
Yes. And...
Coach.
There you go. We're here to do the Elite Astarians. This list is, some might say, not very, very complex. But we'll go through it. We'll start off with Jack, who's going to go through his list, and then we'll see how close me and... Coach, it's like a new contest to see how close we get to Jack's list.
Yeah, it's not like who could come up with the most original. Let's forego that and get let's just all do the same thing.
Yeah, there's not much variety, but I think where life gives us lemons, we can make ourselves some Astarian lemonade.
Yes.
Astarian lemonade.
Space lemonade, big deal.
But it's elite lemonade.
That is true. Okay, so barring any interruptions, I think I'll just jump right in.
Georgie's all tuckered out, isn't he? He's not going to interrupt today.
No, he's in his cage. He's out.
Okay. Okay, well then let's do this. Of the multiple choices for an elite Astarian leader, I chose Nemrath.
Wait, hold on. Jack?
Yes, Georgie.
I don't know what to do anymore. I'm so sad. I really want to know who died.
Who died? What?
Yeah, the last winner chicken dinner episode of Dead Zone, the podcast. The bagpipe music. There was a funeral going on. And I just wanted to know who died. I'm so sorry, Jack.
I was unaware that that goblins held a similar burial rituals to
the
us.
Scottish.
And they would understand the significance of bagpipes. That is a shocking.
Right in the middle of that episode, that bagpipe was so loud. I thought it was the Big Country song from the '80s.
I started crying and I couldn't finish watching listening to the episode.
It was a trash episode anyways. You didn't miss anything, Georgie. And no one died. That was just someone warming up for a big party that I attended. I had a great time. And it was lovely.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But thank you for your concern.
Yeah, I just got really upset.
Well, in the future, if any tragedies happen, I will try to avoid letting you. I'll break it to you very gently.
Yeah, and personally, I think it was Rob's fault that I cried because you guys could have filmed it another time.
We had to make sure that E-Rock got his prize notification. He's a friend of yours, isn't he, Georgie?
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
A little problem, but I think we're okay now.
Oh.
What? Oh, that sounds like a story.
Should we ask? I'm not sure.
For another time, Georgie. I'm afraid we have a show to produce here.
Yeah, well, I don't want to tell you, but it has something to do with him and his comb.
You mean like the brush for his hair? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like the comb he uses for his hair.
Oh, okay.
That comb, that it gets a workout. That thing probably fights on a 2+. It's got to.
Jack keeps trolling eBay for it, but it doesn't pop up.
Yeah, Tyler has no chance. He survives on 9s.
Oh.
A physically impossible thing to roll on a D8.
Yeah, well, unless you get exploding eights, you can air them up.
Yep. Okay, well, maybe someday we'll hear the saga of Erock's comb, but for now, We really do have to get to our lists, Georgie. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no problem. I still hate you, Rob.
Oh. I accept it.
That turned dark.
It's you know what's funny? It turned dark, and I hear Jack laughing even harder.
Yeah, well, I like Rob more than Tyler, so.
Well, there's that. That's good.
There is that.
Excelsior!
And he's gone.
Whew. So, Jack.
Yeah, I was led to believe he was securely in his cage. There was.
He's a tricksy one. He sneaks out.
You know what? You know, double locks with a padlock, and I did a sheepshank knot, and it doesn't matter anymore. I don't even know why I bother.
Okay. Shake it off. Get back in the zone. Come on, Jack. Come on.
Think Focus. Dark.
Okay, I can produce content while bagpipes are playing loudly, but I cannot force my way through past a Georgie.
I thought it was an episode of Braveheart, a remake of Braveheart going on.
Okay, so team building exercise, the award-winning team building exercise.
Yes.
So the team that I built for Asterion's elite list, I started with Nemrath. He's all right. He's all right. Tactician 2, Recon 3. Those aren't too shabby.
Hey Jack, before we go on, would you like me to read a splat before we all go into it? Cause might as well.
Sure. If you would like to, yeah. Address it for the audience. There's only one, so it's not like someone's going to be.
Not that I wanted to interrupt you, but you know. So the balance is all. Spend an army special result to reroll any number of your remaining command dice. It's very kitschy. It's got like a shtick to it. And when I first read it, I was like, this is terrible. But it's not bad. Listen, if you have a splat and you have a combat army and you roll five shoots, this might come in handy.
Yeah, even after reroll, sometimes you reroll and you get like tons of splats again or something. You're like, oh, damn it.
Or you're like, oh, I got three shoots. I want to reroll them and I get three shoots.
Yeah. This is a little helpful for that, but yeah, it's whatever.
And my thought was in crunch time, mid round and things, change.
Right,
they get in close combat before you expected it, and you are all your shoot dice you were so proud of about 2 minutes ago are now useless. It's like a last ditch. My only problem is the fluff for him. It says he's been in millions of battles. He's a brilliant tactician and all this stuff, and it just seems the mechanic is the exact opposite. That it's kind of like he's lucky, or he falls ass backwards into it rather than, but yeah, it's not situational. It could be used, and it could be a fun one of those things where you roll and you go, yeah, and your opponent goes, oh god, ugh, I thought I had you,
yeah. But you know what though, I think it could have been like the one in the Mars Attacks, the Martian beta. They have the one where I think we picked it. The guy at the beginning, his splat, any splat you get, you can say right at the beginning of the round, okay, I'm going to change these three splats into a move, shoot, and an extra dice. Like, that was the, follow me or die, something like that. And if you don't use it, one of the guys dies.
Yeah.
Around. Yeah. That might have fit him a little bit better since he's such, he knows what he needs, and he's such a tactician. Yeah. Something like that.
Like every splat you use, you can change a die or something.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? Hey, listen. Anytime you get to re-roll dice, it's good, man. So this is one of those, not competition-wise, but it's like interesting fluff-wise and interesting game-wise. Like for a friendly game type deal, this is pretty good. It's not terrible.
No, it has potential for a fun, like one of those explosive random things.
Right. Yeah. Or the other way, it might screw you up.
Exactly. You could have been better off if you had just left well enough alone.
But if you reroll and get a splat, I guess you could reroll that also.
Right? You have to reroll another die though, so you're losing a die every time.
Right, right. That's not terrible.
No, that's not terrible. There's worse ones for sure.
Yeah, but absolutely.
What if you're desperate and you go, okay, I got four dice here. I'm going to reroll all four and they all come up splats.
Then you just it's reroll one die at a time, isn't it? You get to reroll any amount.
So you would use one splat to reroll a splat. So yeah. You roll two splats to reroll two splats.
Yeah, it would just be a bad situation if you kept rolling splats. You'd eventually run out of dice.
Yeah.
So, nice. Jack, what's the rest of your army at? Like,
we're
still doing that?
Yeah, Taskmaster's back on. Let's get this done.
Okay. 3 VP, 30 points. Since he's the only option, let's not dwell.
That's right.
Tactician 2.
Yeah, he said in Recon 3, which is Recon 3 is the best in the game.
Recon 3 is good, yeah.
Yeah, in Tactician 2, Recon 3, you know, you can't sneeze at that. That's what you expect in a good leader. I follow that up with... four marionettes.
You love those marionettes, boy.
You know what? They shoot on fives, fight on sixes.
They're not vulnerable.
They're not vulnerable, but no. And no armor. But so they're not great. But I played Plague, and I would kill for. You know, shoot on five, fight on sixes, that's standard for me. So other people might balk at that, but for me, that's like, okay, yeah. 10 points each. Then I took two ciphers, which are also troops. Now they're a little more shooty. They shoot on threes. They've got construct, vulnerable, and toxic smokescreen. You know, just standard Asterion stuff. Now we're starting to get into their flavor. One armor, and they're at 15 points. But for some reason, 2 VP. I don't know why they need the 2 VP. I don't think they're that good.
Well, on a 3 shoot and a 15-point troop, they move 1-2. They got, you know, they got construct and toxic smokescreen, which is the 2 positive, but vulnerable is the negative. It's, you know, that's like a standard thing. I think, you know, the standard troop, you get a... You know, there's an option for it. So a marionette or a cipher. He's the 2-point guy. He's the more expensive of the two. So, you know,
and shoot on three is good. Shoot on three is very good.
I mean, you can't get. It's better than a Pathfinder.
You get into that five the range with the you know because they've got a range 5 with the no rifles, then they can really do some damage.
Yeah.
So those are my troops. So that's 4 marionettes, 2 ciphers. Now I have 3 specialists.
Which specialists are you choosing?
Yeah, since Cypher specialists are also troops because of Nemrath's, I guess that's just his je ne sais quoi.
I like that. I like that the fact that the elite list can let you take and, you know, usually he's a specialist, but now he's a troop. You know, like he unlocks that. I really like that a lot.
But yeah, but the options for specialists in this list are 1. So
right, but I'm saying that like an elite guy, like if you wanted, you could take 4 cipher specialists as troops with the troop tax. Then you could take one of the 2 specialists. You know what I mean? Or you could take you know 3 cipher specialists to unlock the Sky Razor. You know, you're not limited to only 2 troops. I think that's pretty cool.
I do too, and I think we've just dipped our toes in. With the elite lists, each faction getting 1, maximum 2. I think that's going to start getting wilder and wilder, and imaginations will flourish, and there's going to be the possibility of some really interesting elite lists taking things that you can't possibly do otherwise. But, yeah. So the 3 Black Talons, I've poo-pooed Black Talons before in our, if everyone wanted to get in the Wayback Machine and travel back to when we did the Asterians, I still, for this elite list, I think it works for what I wanted to do. Just you know, but I can see why if no one else took a black talent at all and just went with the Cypher specialists that aren't specialists. But so they've come stock with a energy shield 2, a jump pack, and the glide ability. That's nice. That makes them versatile. It makes them different than the Cyphers. It's kind of their thing.
They're still good. I know you hate them, but I've always liked them. The black talents.
Yeah, they have. Once you get them up high, then they're gonna really shine. But until then, you know. So the first two black talents I gave energy shield 2 to as an item.
And so they have energy shield 2 and energy shield 2. So they, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Energy shield 4. Yep.
Wow, they get to reroll twice. They get to two chances at saving themselves.
So they're gonna have a little more resilience. And since they're rare, I can only take two of those.
Well, Jack, yeah, like, you know, don't gloss over the fact that is that the energy shield 2 is rare because all the energy shields in the regular book are unique. So they're in and of itself that you could take another energy shield, or you could take two energy shields, or dare I say three in this particular list because of the 200-point list, is something special. I guess that comes with Nemrat's a little bit more of an ability other than just taking the Cypher specialist.
You, sir, have you read my mind?
It's a dark place, but I enjoy going there once in a while.
Well, my third Black Talon has the unique Energy Shield 4.
Nice.
So Energy Shield 2 and Energy Shield 4. He's pretty immortal.
So I kind of saw Nemrath's strengths, and the Black Talon became an option for me once I was able to make kind of a survivable, fast attack, you know, moving across buildings. So the marionettes, where they'll, you know, take some objectives and maybe, you know, move around and put some pressures. The Black Talons are going to be, those three guys are going to be the stars of the show.
Yeah, they're your tanks. I actually fought Ryan's, the coach's nephews, Ryan's, Astar Ryan's, and his leader had I think it was Energy Shield 3 and Energy Shield 4, I think. And yeah, that guy was—he was immortal. I could not kill him. Kalishis were all over him, and just—I gave up fighting him eventually because literally it was impossible to kill him. So it would be similar to this guy. You're not going to kill this guy very easily.
You got to think with that. He was rolling three. You know, let's just go through it. Like say, let's say you get four wounds on him. So he's rolling three dice. Then he's rolling another two, another three dice, and then another four dice. So no matter what, you're always rolling. He's always rolling like nine survive dice minimum, you know. And then if he puts one or two dice into it, then it's like another. So just I remember we were, you know, he was playing the list against me. We were you know practicing, and I just after a while I didn't even go for
it. No, yeah, just you realize animal. Quickly that's it's no point. You can't. Right. You just got to like hold him down and make him stop doing things. But that's about it.
And it's like you want to try to pin him, but oh wait a minute, he's a construct, you know. And you know, so there's almost nothing you can do. And he just waltzes up the thing. It's almost like at the beginning of the original Highlander, fight me, no one will fight me, you know. And the other guy says, come stand by me, and you know that's what it's like. You know, nobody wants to touch him, and it's a good strategy to have with these guys since they're so fragile.
Right, and that's a good point because the Black Talons are constructs, so they're going to be really hard to stop. They're not the greatest unit in the game, but I think because of Nemrath and the way the lists work out, it's worth putting the energy shields on.
Oh yeah,
and then finally, I took a Skyraiser because I do like the 2-4 speed, and now with the way the lighter vehicles work in Dead Zone with flight, I think they've just improved so much that I put one in my regular Asterians list all the time. I loved them, but now with flight, because of the latest FAQ, I couldn't pass it up. Size 2, so they've got a little extra, you know, wounds and the speed. Had to do it. So all in all, my list 199 points with 11 models.
Nothing left over. We're good, right?
Yeah.
You don't have like five points
just laying around that you're not using?
No. I double checked, triple checked.
Well, that looks good. That's a good list. And I must say, my list is going to be different. And yeah, we'll find out after the break. How's that sound?
Sounds fantastic.
It sounds good without any bagpipes.
I'll add some.
I love bagpipes.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
All right. We are back. The award-winning team-building exercise. We are doing the Elitistarians. I think they're already elite, but we're going to get to it. So you just heard Jack's list, and it was on the money, 199 points, bringing a whole mess of stuff. And let's see. Now, when we decided to do the elite lists, you know, they only have one leader, and variety was, you know, what we were looking for. So let's see if Rob's list is any different than Jack's list. So what do you got for us, Taskmaster?
Well, it starts off exact same because I do have Nemrath because it's the only choice.
What?
And it's funny you say that the regular Asterians are already elite. I think they're more elite than this elite list. Like, I'd rather have Khaleeshis and drones and amongst the Skyraisers and the Black Talons.
This elite list is not as elite as the elite elite?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I feel about these lists. But
wow.
Anyways,
wow.
I'll save that for the end. But okay. Yes, I took Nemrath. He does have that tactician too in the Recon 3, which is great. His splat, yeah, it's not situational so much. You can always use it, but it's okay.
It's not bad, but it's not something I would want
to. I would choose otherwise above it for sure. But
yes, absolutely.
But for me, I took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Cypher specialists as.
Woo!
Because, and I took one Cypher, but he's just to fill in some points. So there is one Cypher in my list, but the rest are Cypher specialists. The first Cypher specialist has a, light missile launcher, which is range 7 AP2. And I gave him a holo sight because, during that tournament, that we had in New York there that Coach put on, that was a thing. People were putting guys, lots of holo sights and lots of, good weapons with holo sights. You're pretty much turning a missile launcher into a sniper rifle, which is, quite nice. You get some height on that guy.
We like to think of us as the East Coast guys. Like, we try to innovate things and just throw a holosight on everything.
Yeah, that was good. So I have two of those guys, two light missile launchers with holosights. And, you know, they're not survivable. They are vulnerable. So we'll see how it goes. And the next guy I took, because I cannot get away from my indirect, I did take a grenade launcher on two of them. So two of them have grenade launcher, which is range 5, indirect 3. Only range 5, so it's not as good as the drones. The drones have range 8, which is nice, so you can hit their deployment zones. But Cyphers are a little bit more maneuverable and hideable, so you can hide them in, pop them out, throw some indirect at people.
Are the launchers heavy?
When you shoot indirect, it's always heavy. So it's going to be – you have to use your whole turn, but it's
We know that now, don't we, Rob?
Well, it was only because we were drunk during our in the tournament. I knew that. It was only at that night before when we were doing the game for the channel there. I only moved them once, anyways. I think it was only one time, but
yeah, I know. But you know, people get mad.
Yeah, people get buggered if we get our rules wrong when we're hammered on. What were we drinking?
Oh, we were drinking Redbreast Irish whiskey.
That's right. So
that's like Jack. That's not no slouch. That's no. That's not middle of the mall right there. That's top shelf. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I know. That nice square bottle.
Yeah,
I got to tell you though. Let me tell you. Rob came out first class all the way. Rob, right?
Yeah.
I know. I saw pictures of the barbecue.
Oh yeah, that was another. Yeah.
Well, we talk about this on the episode 74, so we'll get over that.
Okay, but I'm just saying we just had a friendly game that we messed up the rules, admittedly so. And
yeah,
let's move on.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I chided you with the, is it heavy, because that
started everything. I know.
Apologize.
It's true.
It's okay. You know. Hey, listen. We're here to learn.
The next cipher is a cipher specialist has the fission beamer, range 10, AP 5. This one is heavy. This is my Strider killer. Or
now can he take? He could take a fission beamer.
Yep, heavy lance. Yep.
It's not just for the drones.
Nope.
It's not like exclusively. Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep. Heavy lance is his ability to carry that thing.
So you're basically, it's almost like you have two drones or three drones.
Yeah, sort of. They're just the ranges on the grenade launchers aren't as good. But I do have the range 7 on the missile launchers, which really it's like five drones, really.
Oh, that's sick. That's pretty good.
So, and with that cipher, I said, my last thing I took was the Sky Razor because I do like him. And with that flight ability, it makes him a lot better now, like Jack said. So that makes 200 points exactly, and it worked out perfectly. And
nice.
Yeah, the only items I took were the Hollow Sights, which are great. Hollow Sights. After seeing that in the tournament, that's something I learned.
And you took two. You maxed out with two, right?
Yeah, two. Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yep.
So I went defensive, and you were lashing out like a petulant child.
Yeah. My guys aren't. They're glass cannons for sure. Literally.
Wow, that is different. We went polar opposite.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was when Jack told me his list. I was like, oh, that's good. My list will be different, and it just works out. The question is. Is Coach's list like either of our lists? So please, Coach, tell us. Is it like either of our lists?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. What, are you crazy? All right, so I went a different route, and I picked Nemrath as my leader.
Excellent.
Wait, you guys did too. All right, now, the thing with Nemrath is, like, he's got a shoot of 4, fight of 6, and a survive of 5.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to, you know... I don't know why you guys didn't do this. I threw an energy shield 4 on him.
You want to protect him?
Yeah. Cause he's, he needs to be protected. And you know what? Not for nothing. All right. Not for nothing. I'm really sick of these frickin' Asterion players with these frickin' shields that they put on these guys. Because like I'll roll like 8 dice, you know, like, you know, I'll start with 3 and I'll explode 3 and I'll get like 8 successes on them. And they roll 3 dice, and it's like, oh, okay. Well, I rolled 3 saves. I got to make 5 more. I have an energy shield of 2. And what happens? It's an 8 train flowing. And it's like, oh, I got 8. That's good. It's the shields. It's the shields. Not the saves, the shields. And I don't understand. Like, they survive on 5s, but the shields are 6s, and they make all the 6s.
That's where they save it all?
Without fail. Without fail, it's terrible. So I'm getting back at them. I want to give him. I'm giving him an energy shield 4. So, you know, because
Nemrath is not worth saving. Stick him in a building. He's not going to get into a fight. He's not shooting anyone. He's got range 1 for attack. Stick him in a building and just tell him to sit down and let the big boys play. I would not waste the energy shield on him for a second.
Yeah, but then when you lose your tech too, then you're gonna
hide him. You have to hide him good.
No, stick him in a building and tell him to sit.
Don't tell me about hiding, guys. I invented that. All right, but you got to put it. I want to put an energy shield on him just because, you know, you never know. Late game, you got to pull him out or something, or mm-hmm. you know, somebody infiltrates and stuff. You know, be prepared. You know, you got to be prepared just in case, or them like plague dogs or more beasts or even if I'm playing against another guy with Khaleesi or something, you know, anything with a 2-3.
Yeah, fast movers. Yeah.
Yeah. They're in your backfield. So, you know, that's why I said give him an energy shield 4. Now I went totally opposite than you guys. All right. I went, with not 1, not 2, not three, but eight marionettes. Okay?
No.
Yeah, eight marionettes.
That is awesome.
You got it. You got to do it because you know what? I like Jack said, you know, you playing shoot on fives. These guys, you know, they got no armor, no nothing, but there's eight of them and they're one VP. You know what? They could do their jobs. You put them in the right position and they're a construct. Oh, I'm going to shoot you with my HMG with the holo sight, or I'm going to shoot you with the dog drum. Okay. No problem.
If waste I survive, your points on them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Or if you do, I'm giving up one VP. So I like the marionettes more and more. I know Jack loves them.
Yeah.
And the more like Jack, like the more you campaign for them, the more you like make me realize that they're actually a solid troop, man. 5-6-5. Listen, if a marionette gets into a fight, things are going sideways for that guy. It's like, oh, well, there goes Mike. He's going down. You know what I mean? So that's about it. Now, let's get to the next part, which, you know, I'm glad, Jack, you finally come to your senses. Okay? Somebody tap that thing? What's going on?
No, it's my
Jack's dog.
Is she doing a little? We waited long enough. Now she's telling me.
Oh, it's time? She's doing the old soft shoe over there. All right. So let's go. We go one, two, three. Not one, not two, but three. Black Talons. You got to get them. I love them. Energy Shield 2. I just told you about Energy Shield. They are a construct. All right. Save a 5. But Shield 2. My goodness. Jump packs. They go anywhere they want. All right. The no rifle is a solid rifle, man. It's a solid thing. They shoot on threes. These are my snipers. But to make them even better, two of them have hollow sights. Okay. You got to have the hollow sights. And you know what? Man, you know, you're going to jump pack them up there. We're going to give them a hollow sight for free. Not for free. You know, for 8 points a piece. Range 5, you almost have a sniper, you know, on a shoot of 3, get them a level above. And oh man, if you get clear line of sight on them, forget about it. You know, you're in business. And then when you need some shoots and you get a few splats, you got Nemrat's thing, you can re-roll them. That's pretty good, man. I think it's pretty good. You know, you could re-roll whatever you need to get them, you know, and then I'm just re-rolling all the fights with this army. Forget it. Shoots, dice, and extra activations. That's it. Everything else, or even maybe a move if I need it, but yeah, just do that. And then, I got 5 points left over. So I'll give, 2 of the Black Talons with the hollow sights. We're going to give them the ammo.
Well, I can't have a hollow sight ammo.
Oh, I can't? No, yeah. Why
you
not?
Can't have more than one item.
Two items?
Then I will give the marionettes and the other Black Talon. That's what I have. I'm sorry. The other Black Talon that doesn't have a hollow sight, I'll give him ammo.
And one of the marionettes?
And one of the marionettes, you know. But you know me, I'm going to forget it anyway. So, you know, it's never going to happen. I would have liked to take more energy shields, but they're rare and unique. So,
yeah, you can only take 3 in your army.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, you could take one unique and then
2 rares, right?
2 rares. But, you know, the fact that they're either rare or unique, I don't know. I think the Asterians, maybe this, I guess he did unlock it, but I think the Asterians should have more access to their shields. But then again, that can come very, very OP really quick. That could get out of hand too. So,
yeah.
But that's it. That's my list. I'm at 199 with the 2 ammos.
Yep.
So, yeah, one goes to the Talon, one goes to the Marionette, the one without the hollow sight.
Yeah, cool.
And how many troops is that?
Just 8 troops, 8 marionettes.
No, your model count, your full, what's?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
So you beat Jack by 1.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking too, I was thinking beforehand to not give him the hollow sights, and I was going to take 10 marionettes. That would have been 10 marionettes and 3 Black Talons. That would have given me at 199. But I thought that, you know, the hollow sight's just way too good. The only problem is when they get shot, there's a band playing slow jazz music through the streets of New Orleans when one of those guys gets hit. So, you know, worse than bagpipes. But yeah, well, that's it. But I love the Black Talons, man. I don't know, you know, Jack, I know you kind of poo-pooed them, but I'm glad you're coming to the table with them. They're actually really good. And they're only, When you think about it, they're only 20 points for all you're getting.
Yeah, yeah, they're a good price.
Yeah, and they're a construct, and the shield makes up for the fact that they're a construct. That's the way I look at it.
That's the thing. Between the construct and vulnerable, you add a shield or you would just rely on the shield to have, it kind of, you know, it offsets a bit.
Yeah. I mean, they'll still die, you know. You get south of a good roll and they're going to die anyway. But the shield, I just love re-rolling dice. And, you know, when you have weight of fire or shield or, you know, frenzy, just that stuff, that's so important in this game, just to get another re-roll of a dice. We've all been on that side where, you know, you're like, ah, I gotcha. And the guy rolls three dice and gets 2 8s and then comes back and beats you. You know what I mean? Like things that shouldn't happen, usually like a plague dog or something like that, you know. You know, anything to re-roll dice is good. So, you know, that's why I like it. Even that's why I like his rule. His rule is not terrible because you get to re-roll dice. Anytime you get to re-roll dice, you're having a good game.
Yep. The more dice you roll, the better.
Correct.
Well, we'll take a break. We'll talk about the lists in general and anything we didn't like. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh cool, I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
And welcome back to the award-winning team-building exercise. We're doing the Asterion Elite List, and we've decided what we wanted. Now we got to talk about what we didn't want. So Rob, walk us through it. Which unit did we not take in this vast pantheon of units?
We actually took all the units. There was nothing that we did not take.
What?
So, but there wasn't, like you say, not that much selection. But I'm amazed because we created three different lists that are quite different. Like it's out of that list, I thought for sure we are all going to have something similar, but nothing alike. It was I'm pretty impressed with us. Hurrah, boys! Hurrah!
Let's give ourselves a little round of applause.
We win awards, Jack. Right there.
That's right. Right.
So then we'll catch you guys next time.
Yeah, that's a letdown.
But let's just talk about this elite list. What do you guys think? Do you think they should have been more selection, or how did you like this list? We'll start with Jack. How did you like the list, Jack?
I liked it. I for two reasons. One, because it does mix stuff up a bit, and although Nemrath I could take or leave, the elite list itself gave you options, let you switch some stuff up. And two, I saw in Rob a change from his demeanor. A tournament has hardened him, has made him a visceral killer, because he went balls to the wall, and this list allowed for that in a way that it's pleasant. It's a little disturbing, but yeah, I didn't mind it at all. Didn't mind it.
Yeah, the only thing I found with it is that it's not elite enough. Like it's the regular Asterion list, I think, is a lot more elite. This is just a different list. It's not. Maybe it's just the naming convention. They call them elite lists, but I want to see more Black Ops. Maybe, like, I don't know, go a little bit farther. Like you said, Coach, I don't think we're just on mic, but maybe add more, let them have more energy shields, or like, I know right now they gave them more, but even more, you know, like something to spice it up a bit more.
Maybe like a shield one common.
Yeah, something that, yeah, just give them a little something to make them the elite of the elite, like the special forces or a special team that's going out there. Otherwise, it's just Nemrath bringing guys with him, and for some reason doesn't like Khaleesi. He's a racist.
What if it worked like Weight of Fire or Frenzy for a save roll? Just, you know, you could re-roll one save dice because of
as a special ability he has or
no
something.
No shield or something. Call it a no shield, and then I get my I get a my one, whatever how many points it would cost, but your one reroll dice. Oh, look at that.
Because we haven't talked about the Veermen have his. He has a special ability that's not his splat, and so does Recon. He gets his drone. So yeah, maybe something a little different. There is another elite list coming eventually, I assume, for the Asterians. That's from Warpath. What's that guy's name?
Tenergo.
Yeah, that's him. Tenergo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe they'll do something with him too, because he's a Cypher Prime, right?
Yeah, he's a badass, that guy.
So when that comes out, maybe we'll see some different stuff. This was the V1 elite list, so mm-hmm. I think they didn't go as far as they could, and hopefully somebody on the Rules Commission hopefully is listening and tell them to push the envelopes here.
Well, this is actually V2 though, but you know, it's not V1, V2.
Well, I'm saying V1 elite lists. This is the first group of elite lists there is.
Gotcha.
So what do you think, Coach? What is your opinions?
You know, when we first tackled this one, I was worried because I'm going to say when I was doing the list, it jumped right out at me. And I was like, I'm hoping these guys don't pick the list. You know, that's the one thing we're always worried about. It's like, who's going to pick what? I know Jack's always going for trying to figure out what we're not going to take so he could take the opposite of it. But
I wish I was, but I told Rob earlier, I said, the list I make is it's so very me, but I think it works. Everyone kind of has their own play style. And I think our three lists, we all have different play styles, all kind of, they work. They mesh and it's different opinions. Mm-hmm. I think we've done a pretty good job thus far of making lists that are in our styles, and people listening at home can go, I kind of like the cut of his jib. I'm gonna choose that list.
Yeah, but you know, even with this, with the less of a selection, we really all came out with something totally different and going according to our play styles. Now that Rob's a killer coming from the East Coast, you know, he's
that's right. Yeah. I was exposed to the evil of the East Coast.
Yeah, now you know what competitive Dead Zone's all about.
Yeah, that's right. I've been corrupted.
Yeah,
but it does. He's going to be just foaming at the mouth and just splashing out,
murdering people.
I'm not letting you get away with that. Reroll that.
That's right. You can't see my whole model.
I put his gun barrel inside the ruined terrain.
They'd be like, "Am I playing Coach or Rob? What's up with this?"
Shots fired.
I think yes. To gloss over that, though, I do think that it just proves how good a team building exercise is, because we've proven that the format works. We had a little hiccup there with the dwarves, but this format, we're keeping it and it's working. And I can't wait for the next one.
I think just Georgie coming in sets the tone. That's the thing. Right. He was scared of the Forgefather. He's for some reason scared of dwarves. I don't know why. I think it's something to do with the Hulk.
Built into him, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a story to be told, possibly on the next team building exercise that might just happen to organically appear. But
hey, Rob, you want to hit him with that extra list that we made while we were off camera?
Sure. Yeah, you can let him know. We'll do a little bonus list here.
So listen, you take Nemrath. Ready, Jack? You take Nemrath.
Okay.
And you take 10 marionettes. Okay. Then you take 3 Sky Razors and 1 Black Talon. And 1 Black Talon.
Yeah, that's a so little let's list.
See. So that's 4 and 10 is 14, and Nemrath would be 15. That's naked. That's 200 points on the dot, because it's Nemrath is 30, and then you get 100 for the other dudes, right?
Marionettes, yeah.
And then you have what? That's how many points left? That's 130.
And then the 3 Sky Razors is 20 apiece. That's 60.
Right. And then you get, so that's 30 and 60 is how much? That's 190?
90.
Yeah, there you go. And then you would take one more. I guess you would take 11. You don't take the black. So it was 2 Sky Razors and 1 Black Talon. That's what it was to make it all right.
Yeah. Is that right? Or, yep. Either 3 Sky Razors or 2 Sky Razors and a Black Talon with 11 marionettes, isn't it?
Yes, 11. Because it's 190 with that. So then you would add one more.
I don't know who has three Sky Razors or two Sky Razors. But,
or 11 marionettes.
11 marionettes, but if you could field that, that would look... Your display board would be bristling.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Yeah, 11. That would be 11. That'd be crazy. 11 marionettes, and then you can go... You can actually do three Sky Razors.
Yep, it's either three Sky Razors or three Black Talons.
Or two Black Talons and one Sky Razor, or yep. Two Sky Razors and one Black Talon.
Any combo within, yep.
And any combo, because they're all 20 points. So, yeah, that's enough. That's the one I thought Jack was going to take.
Well, I do love me my vehicles, and the new FAQ makes them even, it punches them up a little bit. I don't know. I think either any one of our lists you could play and it would be competitive that we just made tonight. And that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, feeling good about these.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
Good stuff.
Who are we doing next time? Coach, I think it's your turn to choose. What's the faction that we are going to do?
Ooh, man. All right, so we gotta figure it out. Because we don't know what's left. All right, so let's go through the book.
I'll tell you right now. It's Marauders.
Uh-huh.
Plague.
Uh-huh.
Rebs.
Uh-huh.
And Veermen.
Whew. I've been liking me some Veermen lately. I'll be honest with you. The new and improved Veermen, I've been liking them.
Gotta like them.
Yeah, you know. But
in a lot of these other lists, they have the new, in the new FAQ, the new teams too, the weapons teams. So. That might change up some of the lists, too.
Mm. Yeah.
It's glad we didn't do those yet.
Yeah. We worked out good. So, but I do, you know, I do like those Saphir Lancers. I do like them. I've been in their corner a lot. But then again, there's that new plague list. So, I guess there's only one choice is for us to do the Veermen next time.
Veermen. Yes. Yeah, Jack will be happy with that.
Yes.
And those dirty rats.
Yeah.
Well, now we could finally put to bed the fact that everybody always goes on Facebook and is like, yeah, but if you take the Piper, now we're taking the Piper.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And we'll see actually if he's that good, if he could stand up to the challenge, you know? The
scrutiny.
Well, we'll wrap it up. And thank you for listening to this team building exercise. We thought the Asterians would be Asterians, but they turned out to be pretty good. I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
Thank you, and good night.
Bagpipes.
Whee! Well, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?